أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've ascertained that the awesomeness of the month of Ramadan is because of the descent of the Quran in that month. We also looked at the do's and don'ts, or the etiquette of the month of Ramadan, one of which was fasting, which allows us to focus on this awesome revelation. In the last talk, we looked at how to converse with divinity and how Suratul Fatiha set a precedent for us. Step one was to listen carefully to what divinity had to say first, and that meant to listen or to recite the Quran. Step two was to then engage in the conversation by presenting our case to him. And finally, step three is the promised answer. The order is phenomenal because when you listen to him first, he may have answered your request in the words that he used. And therefore it is so important to start with the recitation of Quran, just as we do in Salah. So the repeated conversation we have with divinity at least 10 times a day asks for guidance to our full potential. اهدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And 10 times a day he reiterates that we should follow those he has blessed, not those on whom there is anger, and not those who are lost. So who are these? Who are those he has blessed? Who are those on whom there is anger, and who are those who are lost? So an invitation is extended to find the answers in the rest of the Quran. So let's look at the Quran through the concept of a city, which we will call Quran City. It's a daunting prospect. 114 buildings, all calling out, "Come to me, come to me." So we will start with an overview of the city. But before that, there are conditions of entry to the city. This book is not a ceremonial book, neither is the city. It's not a touristy place. It's a city which will change your life, and you will want to live there and not leave. In Surah As-Sad, this is Surah number 38, Ayah 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكًا لِيَدَّبَّرُ آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It's a book which we have revealed to you, which has an abundance of blessings, so that you may ponder over its verses, and those who are given understanding will be mindful. So you can only enter it with intellectual humility, which means having a consciousness of the limits of one's knowledge, or more blatantly, having a knowledge of our own ignorance. Having said that, the entry requirements are quite simple. You should be in wudu, but not only spiritual purity outside, but try and go in with a really pure heart. You should be able to recite the Quran in Arabic, or be in the process of learning how to recite it, for the glory of Quran City can only be experienced through the recitation of the book. Seek protection from shaitan by always reciting A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Always enter in his name, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Pronounce the ultimate declaration of independence, La ilaha illallah, as many times as possible. And finally, once in a while, in fact all the time, recite the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, Walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama 'allamtani. Make me commit to my heart, make me internalize your book as you have taught me. With that, let's have a brief overview of the city. The city has 114 buildings. It will never grow, neither will it ever downsize. The height of the buildings in the city correspond to the number of ayat that are in that surah or that chapter. The roofs of the buildings are either yellow or green. Yellow suggests that these are Makki, or predominantly Makki, and green predominantly Madani. When we say Makki, it means these were surah that were revealed before Hijra, and Madani are those that were revealed after Hijra. There are 86 Makki Surah and there are 28 Madani Surah. The Makki Surah in principle focus on Iman, which is Tawheed, the oneness of God, Nabuwa or Risala, which is the messenger or the revelation of the message, and Qiyamah or accountability. You find in Makki Surah there are short ayat, there's a rhythmic understanding, and you will find the phrase Ya Yuhannas or Ya Ibadi, which is addressing all humankind. In Madani Surah, you find longer ayat, and they in essence focus on the how. There is the furu, the salah and the sawm and the hajj and the zakah, the life laws, civil legislation, and general rules. See, because in Medina, there was already the formation of an ummah, of a community. And thus you will also find ayat starting with, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe. The road network in the city is called M14, which basically means that you are unable to access these buildings without the wisdom of the Ma'sumin. We have divided the city into 14 suburbs or quadrants, and they circle Muhammad City Center. The placement of the buildings in the quadrants or suburbs are based on the names and or the opening of the surah. For more information on these, maybe you could refer to the website qfatima.com, and you will find under Quran City a comprehensive look at these suburbs. But for today, because our focus is going to be in this month on Surah Al-Baqarah, I'm going to look briefly at the quadrant that we called Huruful Muqatti'at area. Muqatti'at are a unique letter combination that appear in the beginning of 29 surahs of the Qur'an. And the word Muqatti'at is derived from the word Qata'a, which means to cut or abbreviate. They're also known as Fawati or openers, because they form the opening ayat of their respective surah. So we will find here 14 letters, exactly half of the 28 letters of the Arabic language, in 14 different combinations. They might occur singly, right, like Noon, Qaf and Saad, or in a combination of 2, 3, 4 or 5 letters, Alif, Lam, Mim, Ta, Sin, Mim, Ha, Mim, Alif, Lam, Ra, and then you have Surah Maryam, which is Qaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Saad. There are numerous interpretations of these letters. And one is that they symbolize the fundamental modules which are basic to understanding and communicating the means of creation. See, letters are the building blocks of language, which when you string together intelligently, they're the means of communicating information to humankind. You may also look at it like the mental modules in the genetic alphabet, which contains and explains the entire biological story of each creation. Historically, When we look at the Madani surahs in particular, it was to an audience that was scholarly. The Bani Israel had scholars amongst them. They had ulama amongst them who saw the Prophet as somebody who wasn't formally trained or formally educated. And to them, the words like alif, lam, mim, coming from somebody who allegedly did not know how to read as taught by a human tutor, came as a complete shock, because they kept on asking, he must have a teacher. Who is his teacher? And obviously, the answer was always divinity. The letters perplexed them, and some even got so hung up on them that they wouldn't go any further than those letters. They are in essence there to reinforce intellectual humility. In essence, we know nothing. So out of the area, Huruful Muqatti'at, we will focus on Mimat place. Now these are 7 surahs which begin with Alif, Lam, Mim. Surah Al-A'raf begins with Alif, Lam, Mim, Saad. And these surahs are Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran, Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Rum, Surah Al-Luqman, Surah Al-Sajda and Surah Al-A'raf, which I mentioned. they focus on the doubtlessness of Quran. And then from these, we will pick out Surah Al-Baqarah. And inshallah, we will start looking at Surah Al-Baqarah tomorrow.